splat, everything changes. I wasn't even considering an accident. Splat. We were on Nantucket. It's a favorite place, but old wonky sidewalks. I fell over a brick pushed up by an ancient tree root, fell flat on my face. I thought I was channeling poor Natasha Richardson. My head was okay, but my shoulder got in the way and broke in 4 places. Life as I knew it screeched to a halt. Hadn't been going so well anyway, but this? What had I possibly done to deserve this? Of course, as we know, life's little tricks aren't exactly fair. Life is an ocean. Learn how to surf. Apt for this little island I happened to be on. Me and my puzzle piece appendage had to get off the island on a ferry in a pre-hurricane storm, followed by a pothole-littered journey home and swaying, shaking Amtrak jaunt to New York and my surgeon. Trauma surgeons look like Marvel movie stars, young, athletic, bursting out of their skin with enthusiasm for the job they've chosen. At least mine did. I mean, I wanted him to like me, wanted him to save me, and remember that resolve when the lights got turned up in the operating room. I mean, I'm not so good in harsh light. The next thing I know, I'm in the recovery room, looking out on the East River and the city beyond, with a beige foreign being lying next to me. It looked like my arm. Chubbier, attached to me, but it had no feeling, at least not to me. I couldn't control it with my mind. It was totally creepy. I freaked out. They explained that they had put a block in it to ease the pain, like that permanent pimple you get on your nose when you're 13. I was sure this was permanent. I would never feel my arm again. That was 2 months ago. Now I'm haunted by the trauma of the fall. I keep reliving it, afraid to walk anywhere. I survey the ground ahead, only wear sensible sneakers, and take giant steps like when I'm walking, you know, like our Crumb used to do. Normally, I have a good attitude about life and longevity, forever young, but now in my mind, I have aged 10 years. I'm different now, uncomfortable in my own skin. I have to wear oversized button-down shirts that I can maneuver my arm into, and pants with an elastic waist that I can pull up with my good hand. I can now wash my hair, well, sort of, but no conditioner, it takes too long, and no drying it with a dryer. With one operative arm, I can only do one side. I mean, I feel like wallpaper. I'm just there in my corner, icing the errant shoulder. Friends sweetly come to pay a visit, like they did when people actually used wallpaper. The summer has come and gone. Pain, pills, physical therapy, repeat. There is something about an accident, the shock of it, blindsiding you. Changing everything. It frightens you like you somehow deserved it. You feel unsafe. And now, as I face many more months of physical therapy, an arm that can't reach up for a can of beans, I realize that I won't go back to whom I was. My guard is up, my naivete down. I realize that life can change in an instant, a blink. Am I better off knowing that there could be another tree root in my future? Probably not.